That's certainly got to be on his mind as a businessman.
Yeah, you have to have a long-term forecast that you weigh short-term success versus long-term success, and hopefully you can find the perfect marrying of the two where you have both. Unfortunately, that might not always be possible. It could be the case that, hey, maybe you, if you do make a change, you could have the scenario where you take a step back in the short term to make a bigger leap forward in the long term. And I think, you know, that's where my disconnect with some of the people that are staunch advocates for change. Yeah, you know, I think that's fine as long as you have a realistic outlook and understand that you there's going to be patience required in that scenario as well. As long as you have that as a, you know, as a backdrop to that position. Because me, I'm like you, Greg. Whatever decision David Brandon makes, and I'm just basing it on a very small sample space of decision making that we've seen thus far from him, I'm just totally confident, and, you know, very deferential to the choices that he's going to make, because everything he's done thus far, I'm like, wow, you know,
has he made a bad choice
right
thus far?
I don't think so.
In fact, it's been the opposite. And, you know, and the other thing is that some of the things you read, I read that, well, the players don't like the practice habits and that kind of thing. I'm still hearing some of that. I've never seen any of that. In fact, it's the opposite. The players seem to love him, seem to love Rich Rod, and it would hurt just being around. The other thing, I just been a little frustrated with some of the rationale and the reasoning I've heard for why you should go.
Yeah.
I think you got to look at what's on the field if you're going to make that call, because don't believe everything you read, I guess, is what I'm.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about you talked about the salary and trying to finagle with the, you know, to me, and this is just my total and complete speculation, but let's assume for the sake of argument that what people are putting out there, that, hey, maybe there's this clause in the contract that, you know, you have to pay a smaller amount after January 1st. If that were true, let's assume for the sake of argument that were true. If I'm Rich Rodriguez and you want to go in a different direction, just come to me now and say, hey, I'm going to pay you $2.5 million on January 2nd. That's why I'm waiting. Hey, pay me my $2.5 million now and I'll leave.
Exactly.
I'll leave now.
Exactly.
You know, we don't have to wait if that's
right.
The case. So that's why that just doesn't pass the sniff test.
Oh, no, right? It's that and a few other things, you know. I mean, and these things are negotiated. And,
right.
I'm guessing it'll be behind, if that happens, it'll be behind closed doors, and it'll be everyone will move on to their new endeavor. But we'll see.
Another minute or so with Greg Dooley from MVictors.com. Greg, what do you think of the timeline for the decision?
I trust Dave Brandon. I have trouble believing it, that we're going to be sitting here on the 29th or the 1st, and that's when we're going to find out what's going to happen. Did he specifically say he's waiting until after the ball? I think he did, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one where I'm trying to get inside his head and say, well, why?
That's a tough one.
So I scratch my head a little bit, but again, it's amazing. I can have so much faith in this man who hasn't been around that long, but I do.
Right.
I sure do.
All right, here's an update as we're here live at Walmart for the Magic of Christmas Adopt a Family Day 2 of our on-air campaign. We're trying to get to 75 families during the week. Now we're at 50 adopted families, Sam. 25 to go. We just had a lady who's still here. She came in, Denise. We want to thank her. She adopted that family that needed the stroller and the car seat travel system. She just came in and said,
wow.
I want that family. And back in the station, Chase and Josh are manning the phones, and they're taking care of it. So we're up to 50 families adopted, 25 to go for our on-air campaign. And so keeping it strong. Greg, a couple of things before we let you go. I have a couple. I want to ask you a couple other things real quick. One, the soccer team. I know you're a big soccer guy, and so I have to ask. This is like the soccer game that if I was a soccer fan would be eating at me, because Michigan's at Maryland on Saturday in the round of eight. But it's a pretty amazing, a pretty great accomplishment for this soccer team where they're at. And now if only they could loan one of their kickers over to the football team. But a great run for the soccer team.
It's incredible. And let me clarify, I am a Michigan soccer fan. And I do and watch right. The World Cup and things like that, but I'm a Steve Burns Michigan soccer.
Yeah, you have a great article. A Michigan soccer jacket and the whole deal.
I'm a supporter of the program.
You wrote an article on it in Go Blue mm-hmm. Marine magazine.
We won their golf outing this summer with my team, with the former captain, Kelly Keeney, and a couple of buddies. So I'm a supporter. I love Coach Burns.
Should go to College Park this weekend.
I would love to. I got an email.
I got a place forwarded
to
stay.
Me that there's some guys who are going to be there and stuff. But you know,
I got a place for you to stay.
If I can pull that off, then with a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old and a wife at home, then I'm a, you know, that maybe in the future I'll do that kind of thing.
All right. One other thing I have to ask you. So this week, this year, we brought you into the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, a new segment. Got a lot of positive response, a lot of people out there that really enjoyed this week in Michigan football history. We went from 1883 to the 2000s, so we covered the entire history of Michigan football.
That was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Was there anyone in particular that really, to you, that was just that much, that was the most fun to either research or put together?
I probably, the 1930s for me, is just a favorite decade. It's underappreciated, the highs and the lows. Gerald Ford, there were social issues. There was, you know, organized crime involved. And to me, kind of recapping that decade in the 1930s segment was probably the best. I enjoyed the last one we did in
1883.
Yeah, that was kind of
cool.
Interesting. That's one where I went in blind. To be honest, I knew a few facts from the 1800s, but that one I had to go cold.
Yeah,
so.
Who knew we'd find a game for you that was actually disputed by the two schools, so it actually made it to be a pretty interesting one. So are you going to cook something up for us for the big chill at the big house? You going to put a hockey one together for us?
If you'll have me.
Oh, we'll have you. We'll have you.
Awesome. Well, hey, and before I get out of here, I can't leave without getting the donation, and I chatted with Debbie here. If you're accepting cash donations, I'd like to pledge $400. On behalf of mvictors.com and my family, to help the program anyway and fill in any holes you guys need, all right?
All right.
Greg Dooley, mvictors.com.
There
you
go.
Appreciate it. Great donation.
Awesome. Hey, this is great, guys. This is great. So how many families are left now?
25 families to go for our goal of 75 on air.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for having me, guys. We'll see you at the Big Chill, huh?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Dress warm.
Greg Dooley, mvictors.com. Yeah, it's unique what he does with that site. No site has, takes a better view, a more focused view on the history of Michigan athletics than mvictors.com.
So and we also want to add in
perspective on the programs. Go to mvictors.com.
We'll take his $400 donation that he's making, and we did have a caller call in and make an anonymous $100 donation. So that is another way as well. You call in, give us your information. We'll take donations. Debbie will arrange all that stuff for the Magic of Christmas Adopt a Family campaign, because any way you can help. Adopting a family, as we said, we have 50 families adopted, 25 to go. You want to make a donation, anything you can. You want to stop by here and adopt a family. You want to call in. Any way you want to help out is greatly appreciated. 734-998-1050 or here at Walmart. Or, again, you can go to Suburban Chevy Cadillac Saab and stuff a Saab, test drive a Saab. Lots of different ways you can help. And we want to thank Mike Mosh and the team over at Suburban Chevy Cadillac for being a proud sponsor of the 2010 Magic Christmas Adopt a Family campaign here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK.
The number is 734-998-1050. Again, 734-998-1050 to call in and adopt a family. You can help us move closer to that effort. We are 50 strong now. 25 more to go to reach our week-long goal of 75 over the air. And we have an overall goal of 125. So there you go, folks. We are live at the Walmart on Michigan Avenue. If you're in the neighborhood, stop on by. Say hello. In the meantime, in between time on the other side, get to a recruiting roundup. We will focus on the potential impact of the timeline for reaching a decision with regard to the head coaching position at the University of Michigan. How could it affect recruiting? We'll talk about that in a recruiting roundup and maybe take any of your questions on the other side here on the Michigan Insider, live from Walmart on Michigan Avenue for the Magic of Christmas Adopt a Family program on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA.